Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. One-year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Shout out to everybody who tuned in to hour number one. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And, you know, maybe a 20-minute drive from the studio in New York. The New York Giants are playing football. Well, they're trying to play football. They're doing a terrible job at it. Seattle leads 21-3. About 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Daniel Jones is a human pinata. I told you about a 97-yard pick six. Quandre Diggs, he just picked off Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones doesn't even have an opportunity to throw the ball. He got defenders in his face, and that's exactly what happened there. He's being charged behind the line of scrimmage. He threw a pass and ended up in the wrong hands. And Seattle leads 21-3. And it's about to be more than 21-3. Give it a few minutes, and Seattle's about to put another score up on the board. Daniel Jones tonight has been sacked 8 times. 187 yards passing to go along with 2 interceptions. Daniel Jones is also the leading rusher for the New York Giants. There is no Saquon Barkley, still out with that high ankle sprain, unable to give it a go. Daniel Jones, 63 yards rushing for these just real pitiful and sad New York Giants. And so last night, the New York Jets lose at MetLife Stadium. Tonight, the New York Giants on their way to losing at MetLife Stadium. And a lot of the shots that ESPN is showing tonight is of Giants fans looking miserable, Giants fans exiting MetLife Stadium. There was even an overhead shot from outside of fans just leaving the parking lot, a jam-packed parking lot of fans just ready to go and ready to leave. And so the New York Giants, it looks like they're about 6.5 minutes away from going 1-3. And the Seattle Seahawks, it looks like they're a few minutes away from going 3-1. As this game continues on, it's just, I guess, one more thing to look out for. Shep mentioned it, whether or not you want to go out there and pull Daniel Jones. About 4 minutes ago, with 10 minutes left on the clock, I said, nah, you give it a chance. He got hit again. He threw an interception. And by the time these Giants get the ball back, may only be about 5 minutes left on the clock. We'll see if they want to kind of concede and wave the white flag and throw out Tyrod Taylor just to finish this one up. A wild scenario. Football in New York is just real, real bad right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As I mentioned to you, I'm going to be here with you for 3 hours, but the show gets started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And as we continue on, I do, and we'll hear from, and everybody looks miserable. Damn, they're showing a Giants bench. These guys look like they need a vacation, man. They look so mad. We're going to hear from the players. hear from the coaches after the game. I already know the Giants talking is going to be gold, so we'll stay tuned on that. Today was NBA Media Day. I do want to talk about Deion Sanders and Colorado, what took place over the weekend. Colorado almost coming back, but almost doesn't count. USC beating them 48-41. But I do got to get this out the way, and I mentioned it already. Today was NBA Media Day. And what happens during Media Day? The players take headshot photos for the rest of the season. The teams and the NBA put together marketing materials. You know, some of the programs and fancy video packages you see in the arenas or during games, a lot of it is shot during Media Day. You get early interviews. And today is just like NBA Christmas. All the players show up, except for James Harden. And that means superstars. That means LeBron James saying things like, Anthony Davis is now the face of the Los Angeles Lakers. It means that you get Lonzo Ball actually sitting down in uniform. Yeah, unfortunately, the guy can't play. And giving an update, you know, on his busted up knee. And then you get guys like Damian Lillard, who finally appeared, finally talked, and was a Milwaukee Buck, wearing his uniform, taking photos with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez and Damian Lillard. He actually appreciated and showed love to the city of Milwaukee, the people who brought him in. It's like, damn, I'm actually playing for a winner now. Listen to Damian Lillard.
First of all, I want to thank Wes, thank John, Milt, Griff. You know, I appreciate you guys making this happen. Obviously, I've spent my entire career in Portland, 11 years, long time. So I'm extremely thankful for that organization, that city, the fans, for giving me the kind of experience that I had. And, I don't think it's a secret how much I want to win. And that's how we got here today. And I think they want to win equally as bad as I do. And, I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more thankful for this opportunity to be a part of this organization, to play alongside the best player in the league. It's going to be fun. And the hospitality that they showed my family, we touched down to a parade, my first time getting traded. So you don't know what to expect.
Well, I know what I can expect. If everybody's healthy, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be a team that can go out there and compete for a championship. I mean, they had to get rid of Drew Holiday in the process to go out there and do so. But, yeah, you heard Damian Lillard. He talked about Giannis, said he is the best player in the league. And he very well might be the best player in the league, at least the most athletic, most determined, MVP, finals MVP. I can go on. He's one of the best guys in the league. But Giannis, as much as he's happy to have Damian Lillard, Giannis always a class act. He took time to show love to Drew Holiday, who is now a member of the Celtics. Listen to Giannis talk about his former teammate who helped him win a title.
It's going to be a lot different. We missed a great player, but most important, a great human being. His energy was contagious. Like, he was always positive, always happy. Whenever you came around him, you always felt good. It was a guy that he always felt great to go to war with. I was very close with his family. My family was close with his family. We're definitely going to miss them. But at the end of the day, like everything that Drew did here on the team 3 years, it's never going to be replaced. No matter what happens, no matter who comes, it's never going to be replaced. He's always going to be a champion forever. He's always going to be one of my best friends, one of the best teammates, the best human being I've ever met and ever played with.
Yeah, and as Giannis Antetokounmpo spoke, Daniel Jones was sacked again. That's 9 sacks. 24-3, Seattle leads. About 4 minutes left in the game. Drew Holiday is a Celtic. Damian Lillard is a Buck. Jimmy Butler, he's still in Miami. And he ain't getting no help. He hasn't gotten any reinforcements. Jimmy Butler showed up to Media Day, and I guess he's sad. I guess he needs a hug. Jimmy Butler showed up with black nail polish. He now has piercings above his eye, next to his eye. He has piercings in his lip. He showed up with his hair straightened. Looks like he got a silk press. And Jimmy Butler said this is how he feels, up and down, and he's just emo. Like, we got to go back 20 years. I guess he's just a miserable soul. Last year, he showed up with locks in his hair, and this year, he's just emo. So Jimmy Butler is playing a character. And Jimmy Butler was asked about Damian Lillard, and he showed love to him. He showed love to the Bucks and what they got and said, I still plan on beating them. Take a listen to Jimmy Butler.
I am happy for Dame to be somewhere where, you know, he's wanted, where he has a chance to win a championship. I'm also happy for Adrian Griffin because, you know, to be a first-year head coach and have some guys like you have, good for you. But, you know, I'm still going to be me. I'm going to go beat Dame, Giannis, and Adrian Griffin. On our way to a title, like I've said every single year, and I mean it this year like I've meant it every other year.
And Daniel Jones got sacked again while Jimmy Butler was talking. Daniel Jones sacked 10 times on a fourth down, and that'll probably be the last time, I'd assume, that you will see Daniel Jones tonight. Seattle leads 24-3. We got about 3 or so minutes left in this game. That game can end soon enough, fast enough. Hopefully Seattle just runs the clock out with the ball so people can get the hell up one out of there. Oh, yep, that's right. People have already decided to leave as we're approaching the two-minute warning sooner than later. And so this was an interesting media day in the NBA. You got Jimmy Butler, who shows up and he's emo, which also might be a lot of these New York Giant fans. And ultimately, and we'll have plenty of days to discuss this. It doesn't all have to be tonight. I just need the Bucks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything outside of that would be disappointing. We have no idea what's going to happen between now and February with the NBA trade deadline. Who wants to come and go? James Harden did not participate in the Philadelphia 76ers media day. He was just, I guess, he's still looking for his exit out of Philadelphia. We don't know what upset NBA player is going to, you know, decide to demand a trade between now and February. But time will tell. But as of right now, the Celtics with Jrue Holiday, Tatum, Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, they traded away Robert Williams to bring in Jrue Holiday. And then the Milwaukee Bucks, I mean, damn it, wow. Giannis, Lillard, Lopez, Connaughton, Middleton. It's going to be exciting to watch. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Paul, please go ahead.
Thank you, JR, for taking my phone call. Man, what happened to the New York brand? You know, Yankees, Mets, Giants, you know, Jets. It's like Rangers. Oh, you guys better put all your eggs in one basket and just stop buying shirts from the Buffalo Bills, because that's all you got in New York State. It's a shame that you can't even put out a product out in that field. Did you look at that Giant Stadium? That thing was packed. That means all those people, like here in New England, left their homes. In this case, it's 5 states that leave their homes to go see the New England Patriots. And you can't even put out a decent product. You can lose, but at least put out a decent product.
I'm sorry about that. The New York Giants just have been, they just been bad. I mean, outside of their Super Bowl victories, when they haven't won, they've been bad. And now they're in a different management. Joe Shane is running the team, and this is his second year. Brian Daboll is in his second year as the head coach. They gave Daniel Jones $40 million. And I don't think the New York Giants really had another option. What was going to be option number two when it came down to a QB? I mean, Daniel Jones for 40, I think, is a good quarterback as long as he has options and players who can go out there and work with him. And that's what the New York Giants are missing right now. And they are being embarrassed, gutted. We're sitting here at the two-minute warning. The game is basically done. It's a wrap. 24-3 Seattle leads. Game has not been competitive from the get-go. Pick sixes and interceptions and 10 sacks for Daniel Jones. He's not the reason he got sacked 10 times. You can look at the offensive line. He is the focal point of the entire offense because there is no Saquon Barkley. Like, Daniel Jones is a sitting duck out there, and the New York Giants could not do a damn thing tonight. Pretty miserable, pretty sad, pretty ugly. And as Shep said, yeah, they won't go meet no comeback. And this game is now basically done. 1 minute and about 90 seconds left in this game. And they need to just get this the hell on over with. 24-3, about to be the final score. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll hear some of the key plays. A lot of it is going to go in the way of Seattle. As we continue on with the show tonight, we're going to hear from the players. We're going to hear from the coaches. I can't wait to hear from Brian Daboll. I cannot wait to hear from Daniel Jones. Let's see if he could even make it to the press conference. The man was sacked 10 times tonight. Ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, speaking of a almost comeback, I got to mention this. We'll talk about this too on the other side of the break. We had a college game. Started off like a blowout. Ended up being interesting. I'm talking about USC and Colorado. We'll talk about that. We'll get into this Giants game as Seattle is winning 24-3. Game almost over. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You heard Cold as Ice on the way in here. The New York Giants. I don't know if they're cold. I don't know if they're frozen. I don't know if they're cold as I know they're terrible. I know the offensive line is garbage. I know the New York Giants can probably go out there and find. They can probably find a couple of garbage men in New York. What do they call them? New York Strongest. They can find a bunch of those dudes to stand up on the offensive line and keep opposing defenses at bay. Tonight was terrible. The New York Giants lose at home at MetLife Stadium to Seattle. The final score, 24-3. They're showing fans with bags on their heads. I guess the fans that stuck around. A lot of the ESPN Monday Night Football shots showcase the New York Giant fans leaving MetLife Stadium, trying to get out of there early, and this was terrible. And there's someone who's going to feel terrible in the morning. He's probably going to feel worse in the morning than he does right now. That's Daniel Jones. He was sacked 10 times tonight. He threw 2 interceptions. One of those INTs was a 97-yard pick six by Devin Witherspoon. A matter of fact, I want you to listen. This put the Seahawks up 21-3 in the third quarter. This is courtesy of the Seahawks Radio Network.
Seattle looks like they want to rush 4. And they do. Jones is going to throw. Throws near side. Ball picked up.
Boone comes near side, down the sidelines. Jones chasing him. He cuts back inside, picks up blockers. Still being chased. Witherspoon far side. 20, 15, 10, 5. He is in. Holy catfish. Witherspoon went a mile and a half with the interception for a touchdown. Jones looks left. Witherspoon dinks him into throwing and then picks it off and goes from about the 3-yard line, the length of the field. Are you kidding me? 97 yards. Witherspoon, unbelievable.
Big time. Witherspoon, not only with that pick six, also came through with 2 out of those 10 sacks against Daniel Jones. Crazy. First Seattle player to do that in a game since sacks became official in 1982. Daniel Jones didn't have an opportunity to breathe. Andrew Thomas not playing. Key offensive lineman, left tackle. No Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones was a sitting duck. And when they looked like they might have had some life, I know, a difficult thing to say. Daniel Jones, he was pressured again. He threw another interception. Take a listen to this from the Giants radio network.
Second and 10 from the 44. Jones drops back again. Steps up. Fires it high over the middle and intercepted.
Yep.
Diggs with the pick. Diggs makes a man miss. Diggs to the near sideline across midfield and tackled at the Giant 44.
Poor guy. Just ripped to shreds tonight. The Seattle Seahawks had 11 sacks total. 11. Disastrous. I want you to listen. This man went down again. This was his 10th sack. They had a wide receiver who got hit. Daniel Jones hit again, courtesy of the Seahawks radio network.
Here's Jones from the shotgun, has a slot to his right side. Here comes the blitz again. Jones steps up. Jones goes down. Ball is out. Jones goes down again. The Giants recover. That ties the record at 11 sacks. No, yes. The record for the Seahawks, 11 sacks. It ties that record now. Wait till we see who gets credit for it. Might be Chinonwosu. Jones is going to be seeing white jerseys in his nightmares tonight.
Yeah, sacks for everybody. Bobby Wagner had 2 sacks. Jordan, Bobby Wagner hits everything that moves. It's nice to have him back up in Seattle. Jordan Brooks, 2 sacks. Devon Witherspoon, 2 sacks. And Wosu, 2 sacks. Miles Adams and Mario Edwards and Boye Mafe. Everybody had a sack. And God bless Jamal Adams. He made his return for the first time this year. He was out almost all of last season, tearing his quad. He came back, and he attempted to tackle Daniel Jones. He got a knee to his helmet, and then he was knocked dizzy. And so they got him the hell up on out the game, and he was upset that he was ruled out. And so they didn't need Jamal Adams today. Unfortunately, he was knocked out. Hopefully, he comes back and he's healthy. Thank God it's not one of those season-ending things, but you never know when it comes down to a head. So that is probably the only blemish for Seattle tonight as they beat the New York Giants 24-3. You just heard from their radio network, tying a franchise record, 11 sacks in a game. Even Drew Locke got in on the action. He ended up throwing 6 passes to relieve Geno Smith shortly before the end of the first half. Geno Smith going down with a knee injury, needed to go into the back to be evaluated, the x-ray room. But he comes out, and he wasn't needed. I mean, Geno, all in, completed 13 of 20 passes, 110 yards to go along with a touchdown, and that one touchdown went to DK Metcalf, who didn't have to do a lot of work as well. Only 3 receptions for 34 yards. Tyler Lockett leading the way, 4 receptions, 54 yards. The New York Giants basically shot themselves, and the Seattle Seahawks defense, they owned Daniel Jones. only 203 yards, two interceptions, just terrible. We haven't seen a Giant sack like this since 1980. Phil Simms sacked 10 times against San Francisco in 1980. And for the team in general, the Giants, how about this? Just so far this season, let's remember this. The Dallas Cowboys opened up the season and destroyed them 40-0. The New York Giants, through their first four games, they are now 1-3. The Giants have been outscored 77-9 in first halves this season. 77-9. The New York Giants, they need a miracle. They need prayer. They need offensive help. Daniel Jones tonight needs Advil. And for the next game, Daniel Jones needs a wall.
He needs an offensive line.
He needs a wall. That's what I'm saying. He needs a wall. He needs a wall. He needs bricks in front of him because human beings aren't stopping him. And for the New York Giants, even moving forward, this ain't going to be pretty. They got to take on the Miami Dolphins in their next game. The New York Giants going to keep up with that offense? I know they just lost to the Buffalo Bills. New York Giants can't keep up with them. They're going to have to hope for some of the accidents and turnovers. And after the Miami Dolphins, the New York Giants have to play the Buffalo Bills. And that is a primetime game. Is anybody expecting the Giants to keep up with the Bills offense? New York Giants don't have a winnable game here until they take on Washington. And even Washington has shown that they can do better than these New York Giants. So the Giants, yeah, this is going to be a lost season, and they only completed their fourth game. The Giants are now 1-3 on the season. Seattle owns them 24-3. There was no coming back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from some of the players and some of the coaches as they start to speak. And quite frankly, I want to hear what the Giants got to say, especially when you get your teeth kicked in like they did tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, I appreciate you listening. Congratulations to the Seahawks. 24-3, they beat the New York Giants. And that's a tough thing to do. In the NFL right now, where everybody's all about offense and scoring and people are airing the ball up all over the damn place, the New York Giants can only muster a field goal. They've been outscored in the first half of games. We played four games. 77-9 in the first half of games. It really can't get any more miserable than this. And I told you, the New York Giants, their next two games happen to be against the Miami Dolphins, who are going to look to rebound after losing to the Buffalo Bills. And then after the Dolphins, the New York Giants then play the Bills. This is not going up their alley. And then they play Washington, a division rival. New York Giants. I know last year, Brian Daboll, they go to the postseason for the first time since 2016. That ain't happening this year. You can go ahead and throw that directly into the trash, which the offensive line looked like tonight as Daniel Jones was sacked 10 times. And the Seattle Seahawks, they have a record, franchise record, 11 sacks in one game. Pretty pathetic all the way around. Bad. Head coach Brian Daboll yelling at Daniel Jones after throwing a pick six. What the hell were you doing? Who were you throwing it to? Why did you throw it? Brian Daboll says, yeah, anything that you could think went wrong or could go wrong, it did. Listen to this.
Probably a little bit of everything. You know, we had some longer routes at times. Got beat at times, reads at times, calls at times. I'd say kind of collection of everything. Yeah, I'd be upset too if I was a fan. So there's a lot of things we got to do better, and that's what we'll try to do.
The fans were leaving. The fans left early. They exited up the steps. They went into their cars. They got into their vehicles. And ESPN loved every minute of it as the fans left the parking lot. And they had a helicopter shot showing everybody leaving early. And Brian Daboll knows why. He says, because we stunk. Take a listen to this.
Well, we didn't play a complimentary football game. So turned the football over. Had some opportunities, but... Didn't score any points. Didn't get the job done.
The New York Giants have been outscored 64-3. 64-3 at home this season. Sad. Pathetic. Miserable. As Brian Daboll stands in front of the media, and it stinks. It goes beyond that. The New York Giants 1-10 in their last 11 games on Monday Night Football. Well, just do us all a favor. Stop showing us the New York Giants. I know it's a New York team, and the Giants will be in action on Sunday Night Football on the 15th. I told you next up on the docket, Miami, we're going to see the Buffalo Bills smack the living hell out of them Sunday night, the 15th. Things are not going to get easier here for the New York Giants. It's Daniel Jones is now 1-12 in primetime games. It's sad. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You know what that win percentage comes out to, JR?
0.77.
Come on.
Hey, Shep, I got the same screens on the TV as you, my man.
No, I understand that, JR, but I mean, say that one more time. His win percentage in primetime games is 7%.
Yeah, less than a percentage, yeah. Less than 1%.
They got to stop playing him in primetime football games, man. I understand we're getting the same screen, but come on now. That is flat out humiliating. It's beyond embarrassing. The worst of any quarterback since the merger, JR. There's something to that.
Well, and the New York Giants in total, they are 1-14 in primetime games since 2019. It's not just Daniel Jones' fault, though. You know, like, you can't have a record that bad and just pin it all on him. It's not his fault. Whether it's a lot of it comes down to talent. You know, he's had bad coaching. I think Brian Daboll is actually a good coach. But you can't have a record of 1-14, 1-15, and just, you know, pin it on any one individual. And we know the starting quarterback is the most important dude on the team. The New York Giants are just in a difficult spot. They bring in Darren Waller. And I know there's a lot of folks who look at Saquon Barkley and go, oh, man, well, he didn't get paid and the running backs aren't valuable. Saquon looks at this on the sidelines as he's recovering from his high ankle sprain. And Saquon has to look at this and just say to himself, well, damn, and y'all didn't want to pay me? Do you see how valuable I am? But then on the flip side, if you're the New York Giants, you say, yeah, we see how valuable you are, especially when you aren't playing. So what value are you to us if you can't stay out on the field? And Brian Daboll says, nothing is good enough. We have to do a better job. And that starts with me. Well, unless Brian Daboll wants to go out there and help out on the offensive line, I don't know how they can help. I mean, the New York Giants are sending out a bunch of dudes I've never heard to protect Daniel Jones. And so, like I said, this is not going to be or get any easier. Hey, Shub, what happened to Danny Glover? What?
Well, yeah, this is what we assume Brian Daboll is saying in the locker room, if you want to hear it. It's a familiar voice. You'll recognize it. But this is what you would think he would say.
Okay, let's hear it.
One more loss. One more loss, which could have been a win. You call yourselves professionals. I have never, ever seen a worse group of 25 players. You don't think as a team. You don't play as a team. You don't even lose as a team.
Yeah, they're pathetic. Yeah, that was Danny Glover. What's up? What was that from?
Well, it was Brian Daboll in the locker room, we assume, but the movie itself is Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that in so long.
But you could just on track, and that would be what he was saying right now.
Oh, my God. Angels in the Outfield. Oh, what's the pitcher, belly itcher? What did he say?
That is Rookie of the Year.
Oh, man, I'm mixing them up.
No, but they're both great baseball movies. But in all, but JR,
they both Disney movies?
Angels in the Outfield, I think, is. I don't know about Rookie of the Year. But I do know this. Brian Daboll, what he put out there at the press conference, you and I both know, he is giving this team an earful. And he sounded a lot more positive at the podium than I believe he did in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that goes without saying. I mean, this man killed his own quarterback after the pick six, and he's cursing him out on the way to the bench. Brian Daboll, in just a year's worth of games, this is what, fourth game of this season, and you got 17 last year, that's 21 games, plus the playoffs, is 22. This man has coached 22 games. He has not been shy at any point in time about cursing anybody out. Anybody can get it. On the sidelines, no less. It's rare that it's rare that you hear critics looking at the head coach going, man, you too harsh. It's 2023. Why are you embarrassing your players? Like Brian Daboll, he gets into them. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, his own coaches, referees. He's killing refs. And he's killing the starting quarterback after he throws a pick six. Yeah, he can be calm and cool and collected tonight. Yeah, you're damn right he killed those players in the locker room. Without a shadow of a doubt. And Brian Daboll just spoke to the media as well and said, no, I don't plan on making any changes. Any personnel changes, any staff changes. And the changes that he needs to make, he can't. Because the Giants can't wake up and just haul in or bring in new players. It's not going to happen. 3 points total scored in their first two home games. That's in New York Giants history. Against the Cowboys and the Seahawks, that is a score of 64-3. Let's remember, the Giants open up the season against the Cowboys. They ain't scored a damn thing. 40-0, they got smoked. And so let's see what these New York Giants do the rest of the season. I'm afraid it's not going to get better. And for New York football fans, you know, typically there's a healthy rivalry between the New York Giants fans and the Jet fans. The Giant fans typically coming out on top with the championships. But the fact is, if you're a Giants fan, you can't say a damn thing about the Jets. And if you're a Jets fan, you can't say anything legitimate against the Giants. You just got to shut up because both teams are bad. And ironically, it was a former New York Jet and Giant who showed up tonight, and he's the one who walked away with a victory. That's Geno Smith. Granted, he had a knee injury, had to exit the game at the end of the first half. He completed 13 of 20 passes, 110 yards for a touchdown, but it wasn't the offense for Seattle tonight. It wasn't. It was the defense. It was the turnovers. It was the annihilation of Daniel Jones, who had no help. Head coach Pete Carroll spoke representing the Seahawks, and this is what he had to say about the victory.
Oh, we had so much fun tonight. Golly, that was fun playing football. One of the first things that comes to my attention is the guys that continue to step up and play for other guys.
Yeah, I mean, well, they got a young team. That's what I'd say. And I also like the fact that Bobby Wagner is back. Pete Carroll continued on, and this time he did talk about the defense.
It just reminds us that we're just getting started. We're just getting going. We're just putting it together. And a night like this for our defense to be able to play that explosively in three turnovers and whatever, double-digit sacks. I can't remember seeing double-digit sacks.
Well, nobody can. It's a franchise record. They tied a franchise record. They sacked Daniel Jones 10 times. 11 sacks total. Yeah, even one of the wide receivers for the New York Jets, he got sacked when he had the ball. A pick six. Forced fumbles. For Pete Carroll, who has to be, I don't know, 70, 72, 73. You're damn right this man is having fun. I'd have fun too if I'm playing football out there and it looks like a video game.
72, JR.
He's 72 years old. God bless him. Pete Carroll's living life. Pete Carroll's the only dude out there for the Seattle Seahawks who didn't register a sack. And the way the Giants offensive line was playing, if Pete Carroll needed to, I'm sure he can go out there and get one too. 24-3, Seattle beats the Giants. Pitiful. Sad. And what do the Giants do from here? Where do they go? Nowhere. They got more losses coming. Likely against Miami. Likely against Buffalo. And for Seattle, good for them. They get a vacation. They get a bye week. Yeah, this early in the season before they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And God knows what Joe Burrow's leg is going to look like from there. So two teams going in opposite direction. The Bengals coming up next for Seattle. Cardinals coming up. But tonight, Seattle gets the W 24-3. We're going to hear from more of the players. We're going to hear from you. Monday Night Football is a wrap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Whether you're into running or running or running or running or running that's actually mostly walking, running with the Peloton Tread isn't just one thing. From walks and hikes to sprint intervals, we have classes for every level and instructors to support you all the way through. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.